This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined this week by WLVR's Vice President of News, Jim Deegan. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Brad. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
With a large population of Ukrainian Americans here in the Lehigh Valley, of course, the war in Ukraine is being followed closely. There was a candlelight vigil on Peiro Plaza Wednesday night that I stopped by. The weather wasn't ideal, but over 100 people gathered. Sponsors included the Bethlehem Interfaith Group, along with Ukrainian clerical and social groups. I would say the mood was somber, but determined to assist Ukraine as possible.
We've seen a lot of this, Brad. Several organizations from the Lehigh Valley have been stepping up in support of Ukraine and the humanitarian crisis created by Russia's invasion. Yesterday, here in South Bethlehem, Factory LLC, that's the business incubator that has launched a number of food and beverage companies. They were a part of that. Honey Stinger makes energy bars, and they are shipping pallets of their product from Bethlehem to Poland to distribute to refugees streaming into Poland.
It's a story we'll continue to report on. In politics, it sometimes seems like we report as much on the process of voting as we do on the candidates and issues themselves. There have been two big outstanding questions as we head toward the May 17th primary: mail-in ballots and congressional district maps.
Big questions, and the clock is ticking. As of this week, the congressional district maps for Pennsylvania are finally settled. The governor and lawmakers had been deadlocked, and so the state Supreme Court stepped in and chose a map for these new congressional districts. So Pennsylvania goes from 18 to 17. We now know what the boundaries are. Several Republicans had appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but on Monday, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case. So we know that.
It's like one of those adventure movies where just when you think it's over, it's not over. But now the Supreme Court of the U.S. has said it's over. But the state Supreme Court still has the final status of mail-in voting in Pennsylvania to establish a final ruling on.
Right. That remains up in the air. And if you follow this stuff closely, you really need to keep your head on a swivel. The state Supreme Court heard arguments earlier this week on whether to uphold or strike down the mail-in voting laws that were approved by lawmakers with bipartisan support back in 2019. So We don't know how or when they'll deliver a ruling, that is, the state Supreme Court. But for now, anyone can request a mail-in ballot. Applications have been sent out by both Lehigh and Northampton counties, and the last day to apply for a mail-in ballot is May 10th.
Our newsroom has been keeping an eye on inflation, of course, and looking at the impact locally. Just this week, we had a handful of different views on the local economy.
We've all become familiar with how gas prices have gone up, but one of our reporters, Chloe Nouvelle, reported that fertilizer costs have soared, with some seeing a 300% rise in those costs. That's significant for our farmers. A spokesman for the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau tied those costs to the conflict in Ukraine and its effect on energy prices. And then our Hayden Mittman has been reporting on rent and housing. Housing advocates have been saying for some time now that there's a significant housing crisis in the Lehigh Valley. And one of the groups that works in that field, Community Action Lehigh Valley, they're distributing almost $1 million a week in emergency rental aid as part of the coronavirus relief package just in Lehigh County. So that really speaks, I think, to the gravity of this. Hayden spoke with a woman, she's on disability, lives in the Easton area in a mobile home park where she rents. She's on a fixed income, says her monthly rent has risen $120 a month.
And as we record this, AAA reports the national average for gasoline, $4.32 a gallon.
And Pennsylvania's been about 10 cents above that of late. And as I said, we're all feeling that.
Well, before we say goodbye, let me remind listeners that daylight saving time begins on Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Spring forward. Set your clocks if you still have a manual clock. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Jim Deegan is Vice President of News here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.